Basketball fans rejoice. March Madness is here again. Tomorrow, the first round of the NCAA men's tournament begins, as do millions of office pools where people try to guess who's going to come out as this year's National Basketball College Champion. But have no fear, our sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar are back with us on advice on how to pick the winners in your office pool. Randy and Jason, welcome. What are your suggestions? What should we do here?
First of all, it is madness, and we've always been terrible at picking the winners in our office polls. We've never won,
so this year we decided to seek outside help, talk to some experts, and settle a long-running debate between science and the paranormal. So Randy went with wisdom and expert knowledge in the form of Woody Page, ESPN analyst from ESPN's Around the Horn and Dream Job and ESPN2's Cold Pizza, while Jason went with the paranormal in the form of psychic Mikey Z from Dreamweaver.com, a psychic website. It's nice to see that Gary Wright is getting a kickback every now and then. We asked them first about a couple of the number one seeds in the tournament, and Woody right away jumped on a number one seed that he felt was a little too highly rated.
I just think that Washington is way overranked and that will not make it through that bracket.
Which is why I have them dropping and falling out in the second round, losing to Pacific in my bracket. Meanwhile, psychic Mikey Z took on number one seed Illinois.
I am picking up in my radio waves that Illinois at this time is in a higher energy bracket, and so therefore their players are in effect radio antennae for the energy coming through.
So that helps with rebounding.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder if Illinois would pick up NPR.
I think D. Brown gets marketplace, but that's it. Meanwhile, Woody and Mikey actually both agreed on the fate of one team, the Louisville Cardinals.
Louisville is a team that nobody's talking about, but I think that the Cardinals have a real chance to get to the Final Four. And
it is a rising side at this time because the Cardinal being two Cardinals creates a triangular effect of the energy.
Wait, what's the third point of the triangle?
I think winning.
Well, never mind triangles. What about upsets? Because that's what people are looking for, right? Somebody coming out of nowhere.
And so we specifically asked them both about University of Pennsylvania and Boston College to see if Penn could pull off the upset.
Absolutely not.
But Mikey Z had a different take.
Pennsylvania at this time have made a spiritual contractual agreement with the sport itself.
I don't even think he was talking about basketball there. I think he was talking about the kids.
Has Mikey Z ever watched a basketball game?
I don't know. I think he was talking about the kids from Wharton.
It doesn't matter. What it gets down to is the Final Four, the last four teams in the tournament. Now, what are your picks? Who's going to be there?
Well, I kind of went with conventional wisdom and what Woody had to say. He had three number one seeds in his Final Four. Let's hear what he had to say.
Louisville's going to get there. North Carolina, Duke, and I think Illinois.
Yeah, and that's who I had. And I actually have Louisville winning the whole tournament based on his prior enthusiasm.
And Mikey Z was just as emphatic with his choices as well.
Right now I see light green, I see orange. One moment, please.
I think he was getting his contacts.
I see purple and white.
So I took that to mean light green Michigan State, and you could have gone with orange as the orange men of Syracuse, but if I know Mikey Z...
And you know Mikey Z.
I know him pretty well at this point. I would say that he's not going to make that mistake because Michigan State and Syracuse are coming from the same bracket. So my orange was Illinois. Purple Washington and white North Carolina. I have North Carolina winning it all.
Science, psychics, and the Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason. They're the hosts of the show Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic. Thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Thanks.